I think we've had a fantastic conference. I think, yes. You know, my job today was to issue a challenge to our membership. But, you know, when you deal, what we've learned today, when you deal with people of passion, people are that are invested in their business, that love what they do, they issue you a challenge. And one of the things that some of you have asked me to talk about is some of the challenges that we've experienced in our business the last couple weeks. And that's with our announcement of developmental duplication in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to tell you I'm very proud of how our organization and how our membership has responded to that challenge. You know, we announced that 2 weeks ago Monday. To our membership, we listed 1,100 bulls that we knew the genotypes on. For those of you that may not have studied this quite as much as our staff and board, it's a simple recessive. You know, our membership has a lot of experience with simple recessives over the last 5 years. And, yeah, that's a true statement. And so don't our customers. And, you know, I'd tell you 5 years ago, that might have been a scary proposition for our membership. And I thought about that a lot, why that would be, why there was so much concern 5 years ago when we announced AM. And one day, driving home, it kind of came to me. You know, as breeders of Angus cattle, we don't deal with recessives. We deal with dominant traits. We've sold Angus bulls to the commercial industry based on dominant traits. And the ironic part about it is a lot of times our customers knew more about recessives than we did because they didn't always start with Angus cows. And sometimes they got red calves or sometimes they got calves with horns. And our competitors, emulating us trying to be more successful, they had to deal with recessives to make cattle polled, to compete with Angus cattle, to make cattle black, to compete with Angus cattle. They had a little firsthand experience where we didn't. But we've got that experience now. And, you know, your board and your staff has worked really hard in managing this issue. We had the announcement on Monday. We appointed a task force. They met 7:30 a.m. the next morning. We worked out a policy. The board met the following day. We adopted the policy, and we posted it to the membership. And that's an organization that is moving quickly in everybody's best interest. And I think as you read our policy, it addresses, it represents, let's say that. It doesn't address, it represents. It does address, though. It represents an evolution of where we've come. Because we have a policy that's more flexible than it's been because we've got members that are experienced with the tools that you manage a simple recessive with. And we know that our members, looking out for their customers, are going to figure out ways to do this more creatively and more efficiently than we can in our past policies. So I think that represents a huge step forward for us and a huge opportunity for us. You know, our business is moving extremely rapidly, and I think every speaker you've heard today, whether we or last night when you started with Tanya, about how our business is changing and evolving. The influx of technology is changing our business. And as our speaker, Chef Doherty, talked about today, you know, when you're presented with a challenge, you know, you can either fix it, you can accept it, or you can become a victim. And, you know, I know one thing about our business. I know one thing about our board, our membership, and our staff, is we don't become victims. We address our challenges. And we have addressed our challenges, and we've done that since 1978. because we decided it wasn't adequate anymore to rely on others to market our product. So we established Certified Angus Beef. And we decided it wasn't adequate for us to just rely on word of mouth as we evaluated cattle. We set up a structured sire summary. You know, that database is the largest private bovine database in the world. We got over 20 million records in that. And it's provided our membership a great return. And what we're seeing, one of the things that Eric talked about today with the change in information from analog to digital, what did he say? He said, it represents a disruption. And he used DNA as a little bit of that example, and that's true today. But I wouldn't trade where we're at with anybody else because we're getting to use the technology first. We're going to make more rapid progress than any other breed out there by adopting that technology. And our business has had a history of being early adopters of technology, and it's critically important to our leadership role in the beef industry. David O'Dime talked a little bit about the success that Certified Angus Beef is having. It's monumental when you consider that we have the smallest cow herd since 1952, yet we're increasing the pounds of Certified Angus Beef that we're selling out of a smaller potential pool. That's incredible. We're changing the acceptance rate because of the genetic tools that each of you decide when you make those matings, what we're going to do, and it's advancing the whole industry forward. And that's very exciting. And he talked a little bit about, the percent black, those Angus influenced cattle in the marketplace. And when you factor out some of the dairy breeds and some of the imports that were up in that 70 to 75% range, you know, we have a huge responsibility to our industry. And I'd say that our membership's up for the challenge. This is a very exciting time because we're seeing areas that are starting to get some rain. We're starting to talk a little bit about we're going to be stable this year instead of continuing to decline. That's a very important message. So it represents the start of heifer retention. And I know one thing. I know that the industry breeds their heifers to registered Angus bulls. And that represents a very distinct and unique opportunity for each one of us in this room and all the rest of our members who weren't able to be with us today. That's a true market opportunity that will sustain us, that'll give us increases in our ability to sell bulls with a continued demand of Certified Angus Beef, is also going to give us opportunities not only in times that we might think aren't the best times, but also in the good times as well, because that continuing demand, that goal of reaching 1 billion pounds, is attainable. And I'd say if we focus on this as a breed, we don't have to wait till 2020 because we're going to get there ahead of time. Thank you very much. You know, I got a lot out of Kip's talk today as well because, that's a family business that's been passed on for several generations. And that's how many people in our membership are. They're family operations. And that transition is not always an easy process, but it's critically important to our success. You know, I learned quite a bit from listening to Debbie Lyons Blythe today. Now, maybe some of the messages that I might take home, she might not be appreciative of, because if a net wrap baler keeps my wife off Facebook a little bit, I may think about investing. But the bigger message about how we reach people outside our local community is critically important. And I've got a bet about the Blythe household. I bet with their kids, because of their outreach, they were the cool family in the neighborhood. That's the place the kids would want to come from town because they had the opportunity to learn more and interact with folks in agriculture. And I'd say my family's had a little of a bit of experience like that because we're really blessed with my oldest son, Wyatt, because we kind of became the cool family. Now, it wasn't really by design. We didn't set out to spend a lot of money to have the greatest entertainment system in the world. But we had kids that wanted to come out because they could ride a horse. They could hang around with us and work on a few projects. And we've created some lifelong friends that even after my son's out of high school 2 years, they still come back and visit. And it's that connection with folks in production agriculture that's critically important. You know, Eric talked a little bit about Jeff and hiring crazy young people and how he'd become an advocate. And I'd say we're doing that through our junior programs, and it's critically important we continue to do that because that investment in youth that Scott Vernon talked about really is a critical for our future success. And having that demand, young people coming back into agriculture, it's amazing how that's going to propel our future because I'm an immigrant to technology myself. When I went back for my master's, I was scared to turn the dang computer on. But, you know, I've got an uncle that's been in the Angus business for a long time. That would be in his mid-80s. And we've nearly had to have a Facebook intervention with him because he overshares. So if he can learn how to operate technology, why can't any of us in this room? I guess in closing, I just want to say, you know, I think we're responsible, each one of us, for our own success. And the one thing we always determine is our attitude. And your attitude always is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think you can do something, you know you can do it. I related quite a bit to Scott's story because not that I was the one to give my father's eulogy when he passed on because I was too young at the time. I was in eighth grade. But, you know, I've had to carry the banner for the Schumann name. I've had to find my own way. And if you tell yourself you can do something, it might be like Kip Palmer's building. It might not happen today. But if you're dedicated and you keep working at it, you'll always get to where you want to go. And, you know, we have a great plan that we put together for our business. We adopted a long-range plan 2 years ago. We listened to our membership. That's really fostered a lot of the new programs that we have coming forward, like Maternal Plus. We're having DNA tools that are the envy of the industry, having commercial DNA tools, and having the opportunity to reach out and market those tools through some of the initiatives that we have in API. And one of the things our members told us is they wanted to see more marketing. And that's really fueled our expansion in public relations. And a great pleasure that I have is participating in NPLC. It's all the other breed organizations, not species specific, all different species. It doesn't matter whether in the cattle business, the sheep business, the pig business, or the horse business. They're all paying attention to what our organization is doing. And that's very flattering, but it's also a great responsibility. But we've become the envy of many other organizations, but that doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels. We got to not hit the snooze button. We got to get up every day. We got to work hard because nothing worth attaining comes easy. It always takes hard work. I've really appreciated your attendance in this conference. I think we're going to have great 2 days of tours. We have great opportunities. And we're going to all be here for the next couple of days, so let's have a great and enjoyable time. Thank you very much.